Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the introduction. Today I'm here to talk to you about an operations research project that took place in Mali and that was able to successfully change policy and action to improve safe delivery. I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. It's important to note that we had many partners in this effort to design, implement, and disseminate the results from this operations research. So I've posted all the logos. I'd like to give you a little background on Mali. Mali is a landlocked West African country. And as you can see from this map, the northern half of the country is Saharan Desert. The population is 14.5 million, and there's a high maternal mortality ratio and very low contraceptive prevalence rate. Both delivery with skilled attendants and delivery in a health facility are below 50%, and the total fertility rate, or the average number of live births a woman will have in her lifetime, is 6.6. And this is all from the 2006 DHS. This pie chart shows the direct causes of maternal mortality in Mali. Hemorrhage is the leading cause of maternal death at 39%. Based on solid scientific evidence, the World Health Organization states that active management of third stage labor is the most effective way of preventing postpartum hemorrhage. So based on these statistics from Mali, AMSTEL should be the most effective single intervention for decreasing maternal mortality in Mali. Just for you, for those of you who don't know that we're just talking about postpartum hemorrhage prevention, active management of third stage of labor includes delivery of a uterotonic drug, either through injection or misoprostol orally, as my colleague was just discussing, and within 1 minute after delivery, and then controlled cord traction with counter traction to the uterus and fundal massage. AMSTEL was first introduced in Mali in 2002 through a pilot project in Bamako, the capital of Mali. This pilot project demonstrated the feasibility and acceptability of introducing AMSTEL in Mali. Following the dissemination of these results, a national commitment was made to scale up this intervention. However, only doctors, midwives, and nurses were permitted to practice AMSTEL. The 2006 DHS showed that auxiliary midwives, or matrons, attended 45% of vaginal births that take place in a health facility. Matrons in Mali are women with primary school education who are literate and who are trained for 9 months in providing safe delivery. While they attended nearly half the facility deliveries in Mali, they're not allowed to give injections. Thus, it was realized the scale-up of AMSTEL would only reach slightly more than half the clients it was intended to reach. Thus, in order to address this problem, the Ministry of Health decided it would be necessary to conduct operations research to ensure that task-shifting AMSTEL to matrons would be feasible, acceptable, and safe. The second objective of the study was to demonstrate the feasibility of supplying and stocking uterotonic drugs at community health centers, where most deliveries take place and where matrons are most likely to be the sole staff in the delivery rooms. The study was designed as a before and after comparison of obstetric complications adjusted for change in AMSTEL availability. The Ministry of Health chose three districts in three regions of Mali that represented regional and geographic and ethnic differences. Six facilities were chosen in each district, one district referral health center and five community health centers. The community health centers were chosen based on high patient volume, and locations were selected where matrons attended most or all of the births. 12 indicators were developed, four directly related to feasibility and safety of training the matrons to perform AMSTEL. The study was implemented first by training the trainers and supervisors. Then two-week trainings for matrons were conducted using mannequins and delivery room practicum. So I have a photo of a matron practicing with one of our Zoe mannequins. Pharmacists were trained in the supply and storage of oxytocin. Supportive supervision was provided to the matrons within 6 weeks after their training, and then quarterly. After 1 year of implementation, data was collected on the 12 indicators. Following the year of implementation, supervision visits using observational checklists showed that nearly 100% of health workers were performing AMSTEL to standard. Performing to standard meant they received a score of 80% or higher. Likewise, matrons and skilled birth attendants have similar scores on both knowledge exams and performance exams following training. This graph shows the result of the knowledge of all three components of AMSTEL when asked to describe the three components. Their knowledge at baseline was, matrons' knowledge at baseline was considerably lower than the skilled birth attendants, but at evaluation or end line, it was only slightly lower. Likewise, their average performance score using the checklist was 96.3%, while the average score by skilled birth attendants was 97.4%, so only about a 1% difference. The data from the delivery register showed that 90% of all vaginal deliveries occurring in these health facilities had occurred using AMSTEL. Data in this graph are segregated by the three different districts, and the results range from 86% of women receiving AMSTEL to 98% in GAO. The main factor that hindered women receiving AMSTEL was the availability of oxytocin, either due to stockouts or expiration because of cold chain issues. So there were problems. Oxytocin was available in all the reference centers throughout the time period, and in 13 of the 15 community health centers. So only two of the community health centers actually had problems with storage and stockouts. The pilot project showed a decline in postpartum hemorrhage and other obstetrical complications. In the 18 facilities, there was a reduction in the postpartum hemorrhage rate from 1.9%, which was 93 cases, and in the 12 months prior to the training skilled birth attendants and matrons, and then 2.13%, or 11 cases. It's important to note that performing AMSTEL does not only reduce postpartum hemorrhage, it also helps decrease other major complications that can occur during delivery, including retained placenta and uterine rupture. Between the two surveys, an overall reduction of complications was observed, and no cases of retained placenta or uterine rupture were reported. Since no increase in obstetric complication was found, it can be reasonably assumed that matrons can safely apply AMSTEL and administer uterotonic drugs. Following the dissemination of the report, which included a list of recommendations, the government of Mali responded to the recommendations by changing policy. First, they authorized matrons to practice AMSTEL nationally. Second, they approved the use of oxytocin at all levels of the health facility. And third, a column on AMSTEL use was added to the delivery registers so it can become a measurable indicator on a national level. Unfortunately, due to the timing of revising the reports, they have not yet been revised, but they should be revised in 2011. Following these policy changes, action has occurred both by the ministry and its various partners. Through the ATN Plus project and the Capacity Plus global project, IntraHealth is supporting the rollout of AMSTEL in 35 of the 65 districts. In these districts, 100% of the referral health centers are now providing AMSTEL, and 60% of the community health centers have been reached. In addition, other partners, including URC, MCHIP, and UNFPA, are rolling out AMSTEL in other districts. Based on supervision visits and service delivery data, AmSTEL use seems to be causing an increase in women delivering in health facilities. Anecdotally, we hear that women are coming to health centers because they hear that delivering at the health center means that they will lose less blood. Thus, we're anticipating that the 2011 DHS will show increased skilled attendance at delivery and hopefully decreased maternal mortality. In addition to the obvious lessons on the importance of AmSTEL in reducing postpartum hemorrhage and obstetric complications, I'd like to leave you with two other lessons. First, despite resistance to task shifting work to lower cadres of health providers, it's being recognized as an important response to the realities of human resource gaps in the health sector. Second, we know that all national ministries of health know that one size does not fit all. Thus, local relevant data is needed to successfully advocate for policy change and government action. Well, this was a collaboration between partners. I'd like to acknowledge our small but very hardworking IntraHealth team in Mali. And if you'd like a copy of this presentation, this is my email address, or Shek Tore is the country director in Mali. Thank you very much.